So welcome to El Paso Primetime, Dr. Judy Morgan. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about the considerations of having a senior pet in your family.
Okay.
The curiosity factor here is, I know that, people who are starting out and they want a family dog, they want the puppy because it's so cute and, you know, you can housebreak it and do whatever. But let's face it, I mean, the population of senior dogs nowadays is really starting to go through the roof.
It is. And I have 9 dogs in my home right now, and most of them are seniors. The youngest dog we have is 7. So, and we've got 3 that are over 13. And for me, the seniors are really what it's all about. And at this point, we will only adopt seniors. They're wise. It's, you know, it's kind of like older people that, you know, if you sit down and listen to their stories, they have so much to tell and so much that they've learned over the years. So for me, it's great. You know, they come, they're already housebroken. They know their manners. They're wonderful.
Yeah, I think so. Now, I had, up until last year, I had a combination of a schnauzer and a terrier.
Okay.
She was a beautiful little girl named Zena, and 17. She was 17
wow.
years old, yeah. So now I'm at a point where I'm thinking seriously again about adopting. I'm in my 60s, and I want to have time with this pet. And I'm thinking that a senior dog is probably going to be the best way to go. But
Great. My
problem is that my schedule doesn't allow for me to be at home all the time with my dog.
Right.
So that's
well,
that's
where a senior can actually be better because, you know, puppies have boundless energy and they need more entertainment. And, you know, if you don't entertain them, they're going to eat the house.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, you know, seniors do sleep a little bit more and they might be just as content to take a long nap while you're away. And, you know, when you come home, then they're thrilled to see you.
Now, you run an organization that's a beautiful organization. I went up and looked at your website, Monkey's House.
Yeah, Monkey's House is just, the idea came into play just about a year ago, but it really got rolling last June. The concept was brought about by Michelle Allen, who had adopted a senior dog named Monkey, and he wasn't supposed to live very long. And she came to me and was looking at some holistic and alternative care, which is the kind of veterinary medicine that I offer. And through diet changes and alternative care, we were able to extend Monkey's life long past what he was originally predicted to have.
Oh my God.
And he had really high quality of life, and he really touched Michelle. You know, there's always that one special dog in your life that just touches your heart and leaves you forever changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Monkey for Michelle. And so she came up with this idea that she wanted to do something to memorialize and really embrace what Monkey meant to her. And what he taught her was the value of, you know, going to a shelter and taking that dog that everybody says has nothing left to give, very short lifespan, you know, he's too broken to ever be fixed. And she said, you know what, I want to be able to give that opportunity to more than one dog. And so she came up with the idea of Monkey's House, and through a series of events, I kind of came on board and kind of got her going with what were supposed to be the first 2 residents at Monkey's House, but they came into my home first and never left. So they never got to Michelle's house. So they're sort of honorary Monkey's House members. But over the past, since June, I think Michelle has brought 24 dogs through her home. And so the number of residents runs anywhere from 16 to 19 dogs generally. They are all seniors. They all come from high-kill shelters where they basically, you know, their time is up, the clock is ticking, and they're, you know, not being given another chance. And Michelle will get a midnight phone call, and she will run into the city wherever she needs to go. She'll pick up these dogs, and she'll call me the next day, and she'll say, well, I went and picked up this dog, and it's blind, and it's deaf. And I always joke and say, yeah, but does it have a grade 5 heart murmur, and can it walk? You know, because, you know, if they're not broken enough, we don't want them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we, you know, we use holistic medicine and we turn them around, and these dogs, they're little miracles. And she's got 7 acres and the dogs run through the fields, and it's just, she does fun things. You know, she has all these volunteers that come. Last weekend, the weather was nice, and they took them on an outing to a park so that the dogs could go have a little smell tour of someplace different.
Absolutely. So when someone is considering adopting a senior pooch, a lovely little dog or a large dog for right. whatever reason, what are they looking for in order to be able to give this wonderful little boy or girl a quality of life?
Well, you know, you need to look at the pet that you're adopting and the age that you're looking at. You know, senior generally is considered anything over 7. But a 7-year-old dog, you had a 17-year-old, so a 7-year-old dog could have more than half of its life still in front of it, so you could be still looking at a long period of time. If you're like me and you say, well, I want the really broken ones who may only have a couple of months left, but, you know, maybe that turns into a year or 2 years, that's great if it does. But you need to look at, you know, what can your heart take as far as, you know, how long you can have this dog stay with you. You know, we do get some dogs that we have them for a week and that's all we get. Can you financially deal with whatever medical problems that pet may come with? Because as seniors, particularly if they've been abandoned at a shelter, a lot of times they're abandoned because they have some chronic medical problem that someone couldn't take care of. So you need to look at your financial ability. You need to look at, you know, particularly if it's a larger dog and if it might have arthritic problems later on, do you have a lot of steps that dog is going to have to go up and down? Are you of a physical stature that you'll be able to help that dog get up and down if it should need it later on? So when you talk about people adopting an older Great Dane or a St. Bernard, you know, those guys, if they go down in the back end, that's a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to have big dogs. I now have small dogs because I can carry them.
Right.
And I can't lift those 100-pound dogs anymore. So, you know, so those are the kind of things that you need to think about. You know, financially, what can you do? You know, if you adopt a dog who might need injections, you know, if it's a diabetic dog or if it needs injections for arthritis or whatever, you know, can you handle that? Would that be something that you would be okay? You know, even if you don't know how to do it, if someone showed you how to do it, would you be okay doing that?
Right.
So those are the kind of things to think about. But, you know, like I said, for my money, the seniors are where it's at. I think they have a ton to offer. And, you know, they're so appreciative. When you give them that second lease on life, they're just like, oh, thank you so much.
You know, I wish we had more time because I really have a lot of questions to ask you, especially about holistic pet healing, how to feed your pets in a natural sense so that they extend their lives even farther. So I'm extending this invitation. When you release your new book, Canine Kitchen Capers, A Humorous Look at Preparing Food for Dogs and Spouses.
Yeah, that's where the humorous part comes in.
I want you back on the show. I'd love to have you back. Let's get you back on, and we'll do an entire half hour and talk more about senior dogs, diets, holistic veterinary practices, the whole nine yards. How's that sound?
Sounds great. And if anyone is interested in that information now, they can go to my website, which is www.drjudymorgan.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Judy. Mikasa Sukasa.
Thank you very much.